I'm Petty Officer Jennifer Newsom, and this is Radio Gitmo News. Naval Station Guantanamo Bay held a Jamaican Independence Day celebration this weekend. Petty Officer Raphael McCory has more.
Naval Station Guantanamo Bay residents were immersed in a Jamaican culture with traditional food, music, and performances. Jamaican Independence Day Committee President Mrs. Jocelyn Coddins Johnson had this to say about the event.
On August 6th, we celebrated our 62nd anniversary from colonialism, from Britain. And, you know, it's a pleasure. It's a thrilling moment to be enslaved for so many years and then to be in bondage for more than 300 years by Britain, you know, and to gain that independence from them. It says a lot about us as a small country.
Mrs. Coddins Johnson and her team serve with immense pride in organizing and hosting the annual Jamaican Independence Day celebrations.
Jamaica is not only known for their people, but, you know, our food, our music. We have the fastest man in the world. We have so many different things.
Reporting for Radio Gitmo News, I'm Petty Officer Raphael McCory.
In more news from around the fleet, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has ordered guided missile submarine USS Georgia and the USS Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group to sail more quickly to the Middle East. These orders come as the U.S. and other allies push for Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire agreement that could help calm soaring tensions in the region following the assassination of an Hamas political leader and a senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut. For more information, visit the story on NavyTimes.com. That's all for this edition of Radio Gitmo News. I'm Petty Officer Jennifer Newsom.